Hello, welcome back to yet another exciting episode of Sustainability 101. I'm your host Pratiksha More and I'm here with my co-host Abha Tiwari. Abha, please give us a short introduction about you.
Hi, hello to all the listeners and a big thank you to you Pratiksha for this opportunity to let me host this podcast with you. Well, I come from a climate change domain, having worked with the Indian Air Force first and later with Ministry of Health and with Ministry of Environment on a UNDP project. Now, this being my first episode, I'm really excited to explore the new waters and also to learn firsthand. Moreover, our guest today and his brainchild venture, Little Giants, which promotes health and nutrition, looks like a journey of translating passions into actions. So it would definitely inspire our listeners and guide them in identifying their own inner calling and shaping it into reality.
Yes, and it sounds exciting as well as motivating. If you find this episode inspiring and useful, let us know by commenting on our Instagram page. We are active on all social media platforms. Don't miss out on your daily dose of motivation on Sustainability 101, which you can access at our website as well as on all 9 podcast listening platforms. We would continue to bring you stories about small steps that make a big difference.
And what a coincidence. Today we are covering Little Giant. Little steps that make giant impact. So without much ado, let's introduce our guest. Our guest today is Anuj Malhotra, founder of Little Giant. It is a venture that deals with microgreens. Now, as you know, microgreens are the modern superfoods, fortified with minerals, antioxidants, vitamins, and fiber. They're different because micronutrients in them are much higher as compared to other full-grown leaves, as much as 40 times, and which is huge. The portfolio of Little Giant includes multiple product ranges and varieties like edible flowers, microgreens, exotic vegetables, fruits, herbs, and berries.
Anuj is an alumni of IIT Kharagpur and Xavier's Institute of Management. He has more than 15 years of corporate experience in sales and marketing. He has worked with Godrej Soaps, ICICI Bank, Citibank, and Edelweiss. Still, he decided to become an entrepreneur. Currently, he runs Little Giant, an innovative venture in sustainability. Interesting, isn't it? So let's welcome Anuj Malhotra.
Hi, Pratiksha. Hi, Abha. It's a warm welcome. Thank you so much and a pleasure to be on the Sustainability 101 podcast.
Thank you so much. Hi, Anuj. Welcome to Sustainability 101 podcast. I'm excited to know how did this idea of microgreens germinated in your mind and what was the trigger and how did you take it forward from pen and paper to actually shaping microgreens to businesses?
Yeah, actually, the word you've used is germination very aptly. We all started from home as a hobby. And we started planting, me and my son actually started planting these small seeds at home and trying to grow these microgreens at home in small trays. And we started enjoying it so much that we thought, why don't we do it on a slightly larger scale and try and give some samples to the restaurants to try them out. And it worked beautifully. The restaurants loved it. The freshness, the flavors, the crispness, and the taste, of course. Leaving aside the huge nutritional properties that it brings in, and it became an instant hit. So we started growing it commercially in a farm near Mumbai, and there was no looking back. And from there, it built on, and the love and affection we got from all our chefs in and around Mumbai, and they started ordering more, and we grew leaps and bounds from there into a full-fledged business.
Okay.
Well, Anuj, it always sounds very easy when you talk in retrospect, you know, but it actually takes loads of planning. It also takes hard work, risk-taking, and also at times a few missteps, which help us redirect our strategy. And I read on your webpage, which I must say is beautifully designed, that about 5 years back, you started with a B2B model, that is a business-to-business model. And in 2020, during the lockdown, you moved to B2C model, which is business-to-consumer model. So can you take us through your journey of expanding your footprint from the hotel industry to catering directly to consumers? And whether lockdown, it provided you a growth opportunity, or were there other factors which forced you to make this transition?
Yeah, of course. So yes, lockdown did kind of give us a time and a breather to think and re-strategize, because that was a time when everything was completely shut. We had the farms, we had the produce, and the restaurants were shut. So we looked back and it was always on our roadmap to bring this product to the household in the retail market. Because globally, if you look at it, it's a household product. If you go to a Walmart or a Tesco, you can buy it off the shelf. But in India, it's yet to come. So we decided, why don't we try and get these microgreens home? And what better idea would it be to get these grow kits that we developed during the lockdown? We did all the tests and the dry runs and try and see if we can enable the households to grow their microgreens at home. Because the key here is the shelf life of the microgreens. So once they grow, you have to harvest them and eat them within 3 to 4 days. You can't store them too much. Their mm-hmm. nutritional value drops drastically about 3 to 4 days. Therefore, we developed this grow kit, which was a B2C product, which allows customers to grow microgreens at home. So that's what it. And of course, as you rightly said, this entire journey did come with a whole lot of challenges because there were a lot of hidden trials. There were a lot of missteps as well. There were failures. There were a lot of wastage of seeds and time, etc. But we did learn from each one of them. As you would read up, that these microgreens are like little babies. They need a lot of care. They need the right amount of temperature, right amount of humidity, and the right amount of soil and nutrition content to really grow into strong, beautiful little giants. So we did, of course, did a lot of mistakes, but we learned from them. And today we have kind of mastered the art, and that gave us the confidence to develop this product as well, which allows the household to grow these things at home.
I once tried growing microgreens at my home, but I couldn't, you know, because the water temperature and everything, the parameters were so apt at it. I couldn't, you know, measure it. I couldn't like, koi sun mein rakhna hai, koi sun mein nahi rakhna hai, kisi ko zyada water chahiye, kisi ko kam water chahiye. It was very hectic to grow microgreens at home. So could you just like give us a short, idea that how we as a student or who are started to build microgreens or grow microgreens at home, how they can go ahead with this? Like what is a simple idea you can share with us?
Yeah. So what we've developed is a microgreens grow kit, right? So this kit comes with a complete package. It has cartridges. Mm-hmm. And it has been built into it, and it has a grow tray. All mm-hmm. one needs to do it, and of course, it comes with an instruction booklet and recipes and use cases and benefits, etc. All one needs to do is put the cartridges in the place, and we have a demo video as well, and put exact amount of water that we prescribe, and mm-hmm. keep topping it up at every day at about 50 to 100 ml of water, depending on the humidity conditions of your city, and mm-hmm. the microgreens grow up to be harvested in about 7 days. So we have kind of controlled all the parameters and mm-hmm. all the variables that you would have struggled to control when you were growing it and kind of parameterized it to make it easy. Now we have over a lakh of cartridges going out in each and every household, and people and children especially, as old as 2 to 3 years old, are able to grow their own greens because we made it so simple.
Awesome. And, good to know.
Yeah.
What are the products that you are currently offering to retail customers as part of B2C business?
Yeah, right. So, Pradeeksha, we have two products as of now. The grow kit, as we said, mm-hmm. which allows you to grow your own microgreens. And within the grow kit, we have about 8 varieties which you can grow. We started off with 2, we added 6 more. And as this winter season sets in, we'll add 30 more varieties into the kit. And all of them can be grown easily with the same grow kit and the grow tray. All you need to do is put different seed cartridges, which we also provide. So for example, you can grow your radish, mustard, purple radish, hearty salad, sunflower, basil, wheatgrass, pak choy, just to name a few. There are 35 more varieties that one can grow at home. Wow. So that's the spans of new varieties that we have introduced. Plus, we have also recently launched a new product, which is a microgreen salad kit.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what we are planning to do is turn the entire salad requirement of a household into a subscription. right? It's basically like Netflix, where you pay mm-hmm. for a month and the Netflix or a 6 months and the Netflix runs for that particular period. Similarly, mm-hmm. you can subscribe your microgreens requirement, which comes along with other greens, cherry tomatoes, and a full salad dressing as well. And these salad kits will be delivered to your home at a predefined frequency at about, let's say, every week or every month or every day. And you don't need to go to a supermarket to buy these ingredients and make your own salad. So it's like a simple concept, with very simple to a magazine subscription or a milk subscription, or as I say, we're going to Netflix your salad requirements.
Mm-hmm. Great. Like subscription model is really great. That is like a new thing for me and new thing for everybody else, right? Abha, what is your point of view?
I wanted to ask one more thing, Anuj. You are based in Mumbai suburb, right? That's the biggest business metropolitan of the country. So how do you source this? From where do you source the seeds for the microgreens? Whether you grow them all by yourself, or do you have any engagement with some other small agri setups also?
So we have our own farm where very close to Mumbai, about an hour on suburbs of Mumbai, where we grow all these microgreens for the B2B business. B2B business requires these microgreens in bulk. They need it in kgs, right? So we grow them there. Plus, apart from this, when we started supplying to the restaurants also started asking for many other exotic products like edible flowers, many other exotic herbs, berries, etc. So we're growing quite a lot of them in the farm. And many more products are there, which we also source from nearby farmers in and around Mumbai. So we have a tie-up, but most of the products we grow in the farm. And the seeds we source from all over India. You know, there are parts of, like for example, red amaranth seeds you get very good in Bengal. So we get from there. We get very good radish seeds in Karnataka. We get it from there. So our seeds come from all over India. They're specialized seeds, especially for the microgreens. But we grow them in Mumbai because, as I said, the shelf life of the product is less. So we have to grow them closer to the point of use.
Okay. Awesome. You said that they are highly perishable, the microgreens. And so what are the major challenges you face in making the venture profitable as well as in expanding it?
Yeah, so the earlier we had tried growing it in a place which was farther away, and because of the logistics, they were not giving us a good shelf life, and they would not retain their crispness and their firmness by the time they would reach the customers. So that was a big challenge, and we had to relocate our entire farm. Second is the entire supply chain has to be a cold supply chain. It can't be a normal supply chain, especially in Mumbai weather. So we had to develop a cold supply chain to ensure that they remain the properties and the freshness remains by the time they reach the end customer. So that was the second challenge. The third, of course, is the packaging. The packaging has to be such that the microgreens, the moment they come in after harvest, the moment they come in contact with air, and especially refrigerated air, they tend to dissipate very, very fast. They lose their moisture very, very fast. So we had to develop specialized airtight packaging, which kind of protected the microbeams and at the same time with the temperature, and at the same time it avoided any contact with external air. So that these are some of the things apart from maintaining the hygiene, because they grow very close to the soil. We have to ensure that there are no insects, and there's no there were a few cases, and we had a bad experience initially when we didn't do a maker checker in terms of quality, where because these products are eaten raw, they're not cooked. So we have to ensure that there are no insects. So, and since they grow very close to the soil, there are a few cases when insects do feed them. So we have to ensure a proper, a very strict quality check, which is a two-layered quality check to ensure that no such infiltration happens.
Okay.
So, Anuj, with this high quality packing and a lot of logistics involved into it, does it take a toll on its cost? Are they really affordable? Because business to business, if you're catering to the hotels, that's a wealthy client. But when it is B2C model, is it affordable?
Yeah. So of course, right? Since a B2B model, the volumes make up. In the B2C model, the way we are trying to do is we are going completely hyper local. We are not available, first of all India. The grow kit which we have, one can subscribe to it and we ship it all India because it has a shelf life of 6 to 8 months. The seeds inside them remain in a dormant stage until the time you put water and activate the kit. So their logistics is not a problem. For the fresh microbeans, yes. It does need a very hyper-local kind of marketing where we distribute in a very localized area. We're not, because if you have to distribute a wide area, the per distribution costs have to be managed very, very well, as you rightly said. But for a big business and the volumes are large, we are able to manage the costs. Yes, the profitability does take a hit. I mean, we do end up making lesser margins, but it's still the volumes cannot make up for it. And plus, okay. Of course, we've added many more products which are not easily available, right? For example, edible flowers, which are very exotic and very delicate. The restaurants, especially the high-end restaurants, they want a very specific quality. And we ensure that they get delivered at the right freshness to the restaurants, and the chefs kind of love them.
Okay, that's very insightful and inspiring as well. And you gave a lot of insider details, and that's very nice of you. So I wanted to ask, any message you have for our aspiring and energetic youth who wants to start up in sustainability domain?
Yeah, so all I would say is be persistent.
Okay.
Being an entrepreneur in a domain which is not very crowded, a domain which nobody else has treaded down the path, there are challenges. So I think persistence is something which is very, very important. Second is, of course, if you are doing something which is good for the nature, if you're leaving a lesser carbon footprint, it does help, right? And there are studies which have shown that eating meat versus eating vegetarian, the carbon footprint, etc., is much lesser. Okay, just to give you another perspective, since we are talking about sustainability here, the key aspects of building or having a product which is sustainable is that the product should not be processed. I'm talking about foods which one needs to consume. People need to have less processed food. People need to have food which is more raw and not need cooking. A food which uses less of packaging, and a food which is pesticide-free and which can be grown easily. I think the grow kit fits in all these criteria of a food which is sustainable. It is growing right in your home. It doesn't involve packaging. It does not need cooking because you eat it raw. And it's a pure vegetarian food, right? So all the tick marks or the check boxes which a person needs to have a sustainable food consumption habit, I think the grow kit ticks all of them. I think not only are we having and enjoying a healthy life, we are contributing to the nature and leaving a plant that's far healthier than we got if we start growing our food in whichever way, in a little way at home. It could be a salad that you grow once or twice a week, but you are contributing to the overall reduction of carbon footprint that you as an individual are leaving behind.
And it was beautifully articulated it, Anuj. And I would also like to add that it not only in terms of reducing your carbon footprint, but also in terms of improving your own health. You know, because modern lifestyles with all the processed consumption that is prevalent, I think a shift towards healthy living, it also reduces your morbidity rate. You know, you're more healthy. Yeah. So as we move towards the second half of our program, from my personal experience, Anuj, there have been books that has affected me, and they have given us at times life changing directions. So, would you like to make some recommendations for our listeners about a few books that have maybe 2-3 that have inspired you, or maybe, that has motivated you to take a leap into a direction that has always been your passion, but was kept hidden in your heart?
Yeah, of course. I think the first one which comes to my mind is How to Avoid a Climate Disaster. That's by Bill Gates. That's been a key inspiration for me in all the things that I've done. And I would urge all our listeners and everybody to really go ahead and read the book. It does talk about a whole lot of things which one can do to leave the planet the way we got it, or if not worse, and definitely far better than what we got it for our future generations. The second one is Cradle to Cradle. That's also a book which is, you know, puts compelling arguments for changing the way in which we design and live our daily lives. So these are the two books I would say that has personally shaped my thoughts, and I would urge everybody and all of our listeners to have a go at them and read them.
Thank you for these inputs, and also thank you for taking your time out and sharing your wonderful journey and your experiences. And we wish you all the best for your endeavors. But you know, Pratiksha is young and she's energetic, and she won't let you go that easily. So she has a small rapid fire round lined up for you. So over to you, Pratiksha.
Yeah,
I wasn't aware of this. That's a big surprise. So go at it.
Okay, let's loosen up a bit then. Yeah, it's a game time. And okay, so Anuj, you have to say the first word which pops into your mind when you hear this word. Should we begin?
Yes.
Okay, so climate change. What comes to your mind?
Next generation.
Awesome. Little giant.
Little in size, giant in nutrition and taste.
Wow.
You want one word? You want one word or you want multiple words?
You can go with the flow. It's fine. Microgreens.
Superfood.
Life.
Fun.
Mumbai.
Challenging.
And podcast.
Entertaining and insightful.
Well, thank you so much, Anuj, for your time. And we really enjoyed asking those questions and, you know, the insights that you gave from your life. But and we hope that you also enjoyed having this little chat with us.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. And I hope this is just a beginning, because there's a lot we can talk about. I don't think we have done justice to what we can share and what we can learn from each other. So let's keep in touch. Let's keep connecting. And I'm sure as I progress through my journey, I'll have many more insights and learnings and to share. And I'm sure I'll have similar learnings from all of you as well as I listen to the 101 Sustainability Podcast. So looking forward to many more. And I had a good time.
Awesome. And hoping to meet you. Yeah. And hoping to meet you again on this platform, Anuj.
Absolutely, Abha, and thank you, Pratiksha, for sitting up. So look forward to.
Okay, that's bring to the end of this episode. So hope you enjoyed listening to the episode as much as we did chatting with Anuj Malhotra from The Little Giant. Have a wonderful week ahead, and let us know your feedback, and we would be very happy and excited to have your feedback. If you like the podcast, please leave a review, rate, comment on the platform you are listening on. I guess we are now available on 11 platforms, and it helps other people to discover the podcast, and your opinion certainly matters. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and until next time, think sustainable and act responsible. Bye.